Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the brother of Virginia Giuffre has called for a further investigation into the activities of the now former Prince Andrew after he lost his title and his home following the publication of Giuffre's autobiography 10 days ago. Buckingham Palace made the announcement regarding Andrew last night. Lydia Starbuck is with us now, Associate Editor with Royal Central. Lydia, good morning to you.
Hi, Claire.
It was quite a shock last night, wasn't it, when this news emerged from the palace?
Yes, there's been so much speculation about whether Andrew should or could keep his titles. But in the end, it was kind of a stealth statement put out at 7 o'clock in the evening. Just quite a brutal statement. The king was taking absolutely everything away from his younger brother, all the titles, the HRH, the prince, and also the big mansion that Andrew's been living in for almost just over two decades. He will leave Royal Lodge almost imminently and head to a private home on the Sandringham estate. So although there had been speculation and lots of pressure for further action to be taken against Andrew, when it came, it was very swift, and it is brutal in royal terms. It's completely brutal. He's completely out of the royal fold. He was born second in line to the throne as HRH, the Prince Andrew. He's now Mr. Mountbatten Windsor and living on the charity of his brother.
So clearly King Charles and the rest of the royal family and the whole operation at Buckingham Palace, they felt they had no choice but to do this. Is that your assessment of it?
Yeah, and I think that feeling's been growing for quite some time. I think the king and many members of the royal family would have been much happier had Andrew just decided to do all of this on his own account. Instead, what happened was we got that statement a couple of weeks ago saying he would no longer use his title of Duke of York, and that almost underlined the issue even more because he said he wasn't going to use it anymore, but that just highlighted the fact that he still had it. And there's long been speculation that something like an act of parliament would be needed to take the title of Duke of York away from Andrew permanently. What's going to happen now, and it all sounds rather medieval, I suppose, because it is, the king's going to send a royal warrant to the Lord Chancellor asking for the title of Duke of York to be removed from the peerage roll. So what King Charles is doing is just actually completely binning the title of Duke of York in its current creation and the other two titles that Andrew holds, because he was also made Earl of Inverness and Baron Killyleagh. All of those titles will be struck from the peerage roll. He loses his HRH and Prince, which was almost always slightly more straightforward in royal terms, and he is Mr. Mountbatten Windsor. And I think the last couple of weeks, the pressure that's come through the posthumous memoir that's been released, written by Virginia Giuffre, and also the fact that it's only a few days since the king was heckled. He went on a walkabout outside Lichfield Cathedral, and it was one voice, but it was a very loud voice shouting at him, "When did you know about Prince Andrew?" All of that's kind of escalated to the point where really something had to happen, and now it has.
And where is he going to live?
Well, it's thought he's going to a private home on the Sandringham estate. So at the moment, he's in Royal Lodge, this massive house on the Windsor estate. It's a 30-room property. It was where the Queen Mother spent much of her last few years, and it's where she died. It's a very, very grand property. And Andrew always felt that he had a cast iron lease on that. It was a 75-year lease. But we found out, again, in recent days, he's not been paying a monetary rent on it. He pays a peppercorn rent. So all he has to do is hand over one peppercorn a year if demanded, and it's thought it's never been demanded. He did invest money in refurbishment and upkeep, although there is some talk now that some kind of work will need to be done on Royal Lodge, so that might influence any money that he gets back. But it was part of the Crown estate. Sandringham is owned privately by King Charles, so the properties within its grounds are the King's private property, and that's where Andrew is going to go. So he's going from a house on a Crown estate, a very grand house with lots of royal history, to a private home on the Sandringham estate. No one knows what it's called, and it'll be tucked well away inside those grounds of Norfolk, and that's where Mr. Mountbatten Windsor will take up residence. And he has been living with his former wife, Sarah Ferguson. She's to make her own arrangements now.
Oh, so she is not necessarily moving with him, because they had that unusual relationship, hadn't they? Where they lived together despite the fact that there were many years separated. But we don't know where she's going to go.
No, there's no information. I mean, it may be that she will move into this private property with him. She may go somewhere else. But as you said, they divorced almost 30 years ago, but have remained living together in Royal Lodge. But her arrangements will be her own private affair from now on.
So his relationship then with the royal family, as we understand it, it would seem from the language in that statement last night and the actions that it announced that that relationship is pretty much over. Does he have any allies in the royal family?
No, I think Andrew is pretty much, you know, out on his own. Obviously, he has his daughters, Beatrice and Eugenie. They keep their royal titles. They've got small children themselves. So he has that kind of tight family circle around him, and they've always stayed very loyal to him. But in the context of the wider royal family, no. And Andrew's been completely cut adrift. And it does have this kind of medieval feel. It's kind of him being sent into exile. He's no longer a prince. He's no longer an HRH. He's going to live in this kind of royal backwater out in the wilds of Norfolk. And the chances are that he won't be seen in public very much. Again, he's not going to be invited to any big royal events. We've not seen him at things like Trooping the Colour for years. But, you know, we've seen him at things like Christmas get-togethers, and he was with the King and Queen at Easter, and we won't see that again. I would imagine the only times we're really going to see Andrew in a royal context, so to speak, going forward is probably funerals, and I would imagine he'll be tucked very much to the back in mm-hmm. his suit and tie because he has no honours anymore. So, you know, but when everyone else is wearing their medals and honours, he has none.
He does do commercial work. I mean, I did hear one of his biographers when the coverage was wall-to-wall on this last night saying that really someone should take a closer look at that. But he does have some commercial interests. He'll clearly need to continue to attempt at least to pursue those.
Andrew's money has always been slightly opaque, to say the least. So yes, he's a private citizen, so he can do what he wants in that regard. You know, he can set up businesses, he can you know, try and earn money how he wants. However, what's gone is any royal link. Now, I think in reality, over the last couple of years, he was told to stop using his HRH publicly in 2022 after he settled out of court with Virginia Giuffre. That kind of royal link has been dissipating. But what this does is completely remove anything like that. He is the former Prince Andrew. And, you know, old habits die hard. We'll probably also still keep referring to him as Prince Andrew for a number of years. But he is now just Mr. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. And the home he has is on the charity of the king. Now, in time, the Sandringham estate will pass to William. So he has to be nice to William, he has to behave himself, because actually where he lives now is utterly dependent on the charity of the individual who is monarch, not on the crown estate. So this kind of corrals Andrew a bit more. Yes, he could do a tell-all memoir and sell his story. You know, the King of Spain's just done that. Juan Carlos has just published or is about to publish his memoir. But what this does is it kind of almost imprisons him in his former royal history. He's been put in this corner of Sandringham. He has to kind of toe the line, otherwise that house could disappear. And whatever power Andrew felt he had remaining is absolutely gone after this statement.
Yeah, well, it seems clear from what we've seen in recent weeks and months what William feels about him. So if he wants to retain that property, I think you're right, he'll need to be extremely careful. Now, the other side of this, the Virginia Giuffre side, we know sadly she died by suicide earlier this year, and her family have welcomed this development. But they do say that there should be further investigations into what happened all those years ago. Do you think that's likely, or does this action draw a line under that?
Well, I think from the royal family's point of view, they're really two separate issues. They've tried to remove as much royal from Andrew as they possibly can. But his actions, his personal actions a number of years ago, remain those. And so if other people want to launch an investigation into them, there's very little that anyone else can do. And as you say, Virginia Giuffre's family are calling for further investigations, for further action. One of the most interesting parts of this very brief but brutal statement that Buckingham Palace issued last night was this line that said, although Andrew continues to deny the allegations against him, censure had to take place. And the final words of that statement, the statement was issued saying the king would take away these titles and honours, but the final line brought in Queen Camilla and said their majesty's main priority remains sympathy with anyone who's been a victim of abuse. So there was a new line in the sand drawn by that statement. It was, well, yes, Andrew denies this. However, we need to get tough with them. And actually the priority is people who have been hurt. And I thought that was a real turning point. There was no longer this kind of, well, he denies it, and so we'll just carry on, and he's denying it, and you know, we'll try and tidy it all up. It was saying out loud, actually, those who have been abused, those who have suffered abuse, matter. That's our priority. Queen Camilla has done a lot of high-profile work supporting people who have been affected by domestic and sexual abuse. And so this statement, about half of it, was focused on people who have suffered abuse, and that was underlined as the statement came to an end. And I think that is the real turning point here.
Lydia, thank you so much for taking us through all of that. Lydia Starbuck there, who is with Royal Central. And I see in the last couple of minutes that officially now those actions outlined in the statement, at least some of them, have come to pass, because Andrew has been removed from the role of the peerage in the UK. So that's happened in the last half an hour or so. Coming up, why are car insurance premiums rising so much? We'll find out a little later. But next, Brian O'Connell reports on just how many council-owned properties are vacant and what could be done to house families faster.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.